The true test of someone's character came under fire. We had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. America is the home of the brave. Who do you want representing America?
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
On behalf of the people, I accept your nomination to be president of the United States of America.
I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election.
If anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden?
There is not a thing that comes to mind, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. If people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. The Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment.
We still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America. A buyback program is a good idea. I'll give them 100 days to put a bill on my desk for signature. And if they do not do it, I will put in place by executive action.
They want to take away your right to vote effectively.
The Virginia Attorney General recently announced that 6,300 non-citizens were identified on and removed from Virginia voter rolls. Over 6,500 non-citizens registered to vote in Texas. Nearly 2,000 had a voter history.
How are you supposed to have a proper election if there's no ID? This is a must-win situation. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Register to vote and get everyone you know, and then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election.
A warning from Elon Musk. Seen millions of times, of course, on his X account. By the way, they are now officially going after Elon Musk yet again. Philadelphia District Attorney sues Elon Musk and his super PAC over $1 million giveaway sweepstakes. So they threatened him multiple times. The media pressured the Democrats to do it. And now they finally have. So now Elon Musk has to get into another court battle with this corrupt Democrat Party. They weaponize the government. They weaponize justice against their opposition. Everything they accuse you of, they do. So that's where we're at. And of course, Elon Musk surely made sure it was all legal and above board before he did this. So, but that doesn't matter. These are corrupt judges. These are corrupt courts. These are corrupt lawyers. They're Democrat Party activists posing as judges and lawyers and everything else. So that's where we're at. By the way, one of the political prisoners, Steve Bannon, he will be out tomorrow. Steve Bannon returns tomorrow, and I'm told he's going to pick up the microphone immediately after being released. And then depending on the release process he goes through, I'm sure he'll be making statements upon his release as soon as he possibly can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now remember the truck giveaway at thealexjonesstore.com is coming to an end this week. That is on Wednesday. And so make sure you get to thealexjonesstore.com and get all of your products, your T-shirts. There's new supplements there as well. There's hats. There's the VIP club that gives you extra bonus entries into other raffles. But by Wednesday, at the end of the day, Wednesday, time is running out to enter to win on the alexjonesstore.com by either submitting your email or being automatically entered for every dollar you spend at the store. Check out our amazing shirts, hats, and supplements at thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you sign up for the Alex Jones VIP Club to get, for just $30, to get $40 in store credit instantly. But the Monster Truck Raffle, ends Wednesday night. Make your purchases at thealexjonesstore.com now to be entered to win.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, Trump talked about a very important story on the Rogan podcast that I remember, you know, hearing before and hearing him mention before, but he really got into detail. And I think when we understand this, we can understand why bureaucracy and weaponized environmentalism is such a bad thing and how it has negative impacts. And this story about California and the water is like straight out of a superhero villain comic book script or a Batman movie or something. Or like a James Bond villain stealing water. So what's really going on with this water? Is it really just to protect the environment or a tiny little fish? Or is there something else going on? And by the way, you can go look at this up for yourself. There's tons of news stories. California is letting billions of gallons of stormwater wash out to sea each year. So this isn't the first time Trump talking about this with Rogan, but it's the first time he got into detail. So what we're going to do here is we're going to play a couple clips where Trump is campaigning in California where he mentioned this. It was the first time I heard of it. So you hear about the droughts and the water issues, and then they blame climate change. But then you find out, wait, no, this is being done synthetically. Nature would be providing California with water. Nature would be providing California with plenty of water. It's Democrats and bureaucrats and politicians that have caused the drought. Yet again, here we are. So he's mentioned it before. So it's a couple quick clips from his rallies. And then the longer explanation on with Rogan. So, guys, give me clip one, clip two, and then clip four.
So one thing I'm going to do for California, vote for me, California. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you a great border. And I'm going to give you more water than almost anybody has. And the farmers up north are going to be able to use 100% of their land, not 1% of their land. And the water's going to come all the way down to Los Angeles, and you're going to have more water than you ever saw. And the smelt is not making it anyway. In fact, they make and grow smelt because it dies all the way up and down the line, and they put stuff that was artificially made. You know that. So you're going to have water in California at a level that you've never seen before. The farmers are going to do great. Those fields are going to be all green instead of 1% green. And maybe even more important, you're not going to have illegal immigrants pouring into your country and killing your family. You're not going to have the problems that you have right now.
We have all the infrastructure done. There are these big concrete bins where the water comes rushing down. They're also dry as hell now. They have weeds growing in them. And so it's all there. And the federal work was the hard part, and I got it done, but Gavin didn't want to do it. One of the first things I'm going to do when I get back into office for California is force Newsom to give you water. And by the way, the smelt is doing very badly. On top of everything else, I think it would do better if it had water, okay, to be honest.
Water. You know, in Los Angeles, you can't get proper amounts of water.
Right.
And it's unbelievably expensive. And you might have a house in Beverly Hills, and they're actually thinking about rationing water. Can you believe it?
I can believe
and
it. I
was in the farm court country with some of the congressmen. We're driving up a highway, and I say, "How come all this land is so barren? It's farmland, and it looked terrible. It was just brown and bad." I said, "But there's always that little corner that's so green and beautiful." They said, "We have no water." I said, "Do you have a drought?" "No, I don't have a drought." I said, "Why don't you have no water?" "Because the water isn't allowed to flow down. It's got a natural flow from Canada all the way up north of water, more water than they could ever use. And in order to protect a tiny little fish, the water up north gets routed into the Pacific Ocean. Millions and millions of gallons of water gets poured. You got to see this. We're driving up, and I had never seen it before. It's the most, it's like Iowa. It's the most fertile land. Iowa's blessed with great land. Idaho for a potato, right?
Yeah.
But these, they're just, by the way, you know, some land is good for a potato, some land is good for corn. It's the craziest thing. I love the farmers. They're great. They're the greatest. And by the way, they're getting killed right now.
They are.
They're getting killed because of this stupid administration. But so I see this, and I said, "You got to be kidding." I said, "You mean you have water?" And I looked at it. It's like a valve in your sink, except it's massive. The thing's five times taller than your ceiling.
Did you know the center of California was a giant lake?
They have so much water.
You ever see what it looked like before they rerouted it?
I never saw that,
The center of California, like, what is it, 200 years ago? How long ago did they do that, Jamie? It's a lake in the middle of California.
So they dumped it into the Pacific.
Who knows what they did? But whatever foolishness did.
Again, doesn't this all just sound like it's a James Bond villain? Or a comic book villain or a Batman villain stealing water, denying people water? And then you have this drought, and it's like, oh, who knows? Oh, we're protecting a fish. It's like, how can this even be real? That's bureaucracy. That's Democrat Party policy. That's fake environmentalism used to starve people out. So I don't want to play the whole long clip he gets into it, but I'd never heard the details before. If you're in California, you might know it. It's actually been covered in the Los Angeles Times and other stories about how it's been such a disaster. And then they don't let you back burn. They don't let you clear out the national parks, and then you get wildfires. They blame climate change. No, it's policy. You get droughts. They shut off the water. They shut off the electricity. They blame climate change. No, it's policy. It's policy. Almost every time, it's policy. Now, that's California. Speaking of California, and I've been talking about this for a while, how the culture is starting to change. And once you see athletes, you know, bigger name athletes coming out in support of Trump, it's going to be like, the momentum, it's going to be like a snowball effect. And we got a little, couple more examples of this over the weekend. First, and this is a funny one because the World Series is going on right now. And in game one, the Los Angeles Dodgers won in epic fashion. I'm sorry to the Yankee fans listening, some trauma here for you. But the Los Angeles Dodgers win in epic fashion, a walk-off grand slam. So this is a video that will be just all-time baseball archives, all-time, you know, baseball replays. You'll see it forever, especially if the Dodgers win. But a walk-off grand slam in the World Series. And sitting behind home plate is a woman in a MAGA hat. So you guys can roll the B-roll of this. I know I got it on the list somewhere here. So there it is. It's one of the most epic home runs in Dodger history, baseball history. And that shot from live TV, there's another MAGA hat. Two MAGA hats. I didn't even see. There's two. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even see the second one. Two MAGA hats live LA Dodgers game. Probably a bunch of them are out there, but made, was that a gold one too that I just saw on the bleachers? Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. We might have a third. So there's another one right there. I think I saw a gold one in the bleachers there too. See that, guys? I don't know. Point is, you see two red MAGA hats. So this is all-time baseball footage, forever replays, and you've got two MAGA hats, specifically the one right behind home plate. Now, what are they going to do? Because you already have Democrats bitching and complaining, Dodger fans like, this is the best moment of my life as a Dodger fan, and some MAGA hat ruined it. Some Trump supporter ruined it all. I got bad news for you, Democrat Dodger fans. Probably most of the players are Trump voters. So, just FYI. Yeah. Most baseball players are probably Trump supporters. Hate to burst your bubble. So do you think, MLB for the archives will probably alter that footage? Now, I'm serious. This is going to be something to watch. I bet you Major League Baseball will find a way to alter that footage, especially if the Dodgers win, because then it's even more timeless. Major League Baseball will find a way to alter that footage so that you don't see the MAGA hats. And we'll know, obviously, we'll know. There's already some leftists on the internet that have edited and doctored the footage so that you can't see it because they're all bitching and moaning about it. And but see, what's sad is that they don't recognize the time we're in. And that really adds to the epicness of it. That even gives it that timeless appeal. That, like, puts it in time. It's like, that was the flavor. Trump was the most popular political candidate of all time. There was this mass movement, mass patriot movement, the people trying to take their country back, end the corruption, end the swamp, all this stuff. That's a perfect thing that you want on there. It's a timeless classic, and they hate it. Do you think MLB will find a way to edit that out? So, okay, but we're still in California. So then you go north. And the San Francisco 49ers played a home game last night against the Dallas Cowboys, and they were victorious. And then after the game, one of the best defensive players in the game trolls the live broadcast in a MAGA hat. So after the game, the sideline reporter is there interviewing a couple of the players, and Nick Bosa runs up behind the broadcast, flashes his MAGA hat, points at the MAGA hat, and then runs off. And we've got that for you, too, here in clip 9.
What was said during halftime? Hey.
There he is.
All right. Nick Bosa with a message there.
Now, I want to explain a couple things about this. But actually, hold on. Play it one more time. I want to see if you can hear what Brock Purdy, the quarterback, said. I've been trying to identify it. Play. I'm a little sharper when I'm on air for some reason. It's like game time. Play it one more time for me.
Points in the first half. What was said during halftime? Hey. All right. Nick Bosa with a message there.
I don't know what he says. I don't want to focus too much. But I want you guys, if you can, you can pause it for a moment there after he basically runs out of frame. So Nick Bosa, star defensive player, runs into frame, points at the MAGA hat, trolls that's a perfect image right there. Notice how everyone is smiling. Now, I don't know too much about Brock Purdy or the other running back there. I know a little bit about George Kittle. I know some people that have played in golf tournaments with him and know him. I don't know if he's necessarily MAGA, but he's an American patriot. He's an American patriot. But notice how everyone there is smiling. Everyone is smiling because they're like, Bosa just did that. They're not mad. They're not triggered. They're not wishing he didn't. They're glad he did it, and they think it's funny because they all probably support Trump too. Now, there's rumors that there'll be a fine incoming. I don't think so, because since the game was already over, I think he's probably cleared of a fine. And that would be aggressive if they did find him. I don't think they find any of the kneelers. So you can kneel during the national anthem and you can protest during that, but you won't get fined. If they do dare find Nick Bosa for a Trump hat after the game is over, that would be absolutely outrageous. But I think he should be able to not be fined since the game was over. If it was during the game, then he would probably be open for a fine. But he trolls it. Everybody smiles and thinks it's funny because they all probably support Trump too. Now, that's in San Francisco. So, L.A. fans wearing Dodger games, wearing Trump hats. 49er game, Nick Bosa putting on the MAGA hat. Now, I want to explain something before we move on to the rest of this. The Democrats pretend like they don't propagandize these events. And they say, oh, we don't want politics. And you dominate sports with your propaganda. Let me tell you how it works here, because I've seen it firsthand. And they want to act like, oh, no, 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 it's not Democrats. No, 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 no. No. They put it all on the field. End racism. Black Lives Matter. They run the commercials. Stop hate. So they have all these different leftist campaigns. End racism. Black Lives Matter. Stop hate. They say, hey, that's not political. That's not political. Oh, really? It's just funded by Democrats, run by Democrats, run by the left. So here's what they do. So they run their propaganda. Pretend like it's not their propaganda. Pretend like it's just neutral. Stop. End racism. Stop hate. Black Lives Matter. And then what do they do right after that? Then you see a Democrat Party campaign ad that says, Republicans are racist. Republicans are hateful. And then what do they run right after that? Their NFL votes campaign. And you should hear the rhetoric of these campaign ads. Everybody needs to vote. It's the most important election ever. It's dire consequences if you don't vote. And then they act like, oh, we don't run propaganda. No, you do run propaganda. You run all your anti-hate crap. Then you run your anti-Republican ad saying Republicans are filled with hate. Then you run your NFL votes ad saying go out and vote. It's the most important election ever. That's 100% Democrat Party propaganda. 100%. Yeah, they try to maneuver it and nuance it and kind of massage it so it's not like direct in your face. But please, we all know what you're doing. And it all comes back to the same. Why do they do that? Why do the Democrats do that? Why do they have all this propaganda on the NFL field saying we're against hate, we're against racism, and then they'll run a Democrat political ad that says the Republicans are filled with hate and racist, and then they run an NFL votes ad saying get out and vote, it's the most important election ever. Why do they do that? Because they want uninformed voters voting, and they want uninformed, ignorant people to only see that message, thinking this is the only political message that they're going to see in an election cycle. This is what they're going to see. We've got to get them to vote Democrat. That's what they do. That's how they operate. So spare me this. We don't want political propaganda on the football field. Shut up. You dominate all of these programs on television, including sports, with your political propaganda. You try to propagandize the ignorant, uninformed American voter with your political propaganda. But it's like a shell game. And then by the end of it, you're thinking, oh, I need to go vote. But the Republicans are racist and filled with hate. So I better vote Democrat. I don't even know the candidates. I don't know any of the policies. I don't follow any news. But I saw during the football game. And that's how they get you. And if you had a basic civics test at the polling location, none of them would pass it, and they would not be eligible to vote. So the Democrats need ignorant voters, and they have to have their political propaganda during these events. Otherwise, they get nothing. Now, quickly, Nick Bosa is so smart to do this, by the way. He was asked about it after the game, and I don't know if he said this consciously to kind of push back against the propaganda, or if it's just, I mean, I'm sure it's how he truly feels, but listen to what he says after the game when asked in clip 10.
What appeared to be a political statement.
I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I think it's an important time.
So again, that's countering the Democrat propaganda. It's the most important election ever. So end racism, stop hate. Vote Democrats. Republicans are racist and hateful. Everybody go vote. It's the most important time. But we're not political. Oh, no, you just do that in secession and not you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. So then Bosa says, yeah, it's a really important time. That's why I'm voting Trump. Brilliant move by Nick Bosa. By the way, I forgot to look this up. I would guess he saw a surge in jersey sales. I don't know if anybody's covering it. It might be, you know, they might take 24 hours or whatever to even get those numbers. But I would guarantee you he's had a surge in jersey sales. Guarantee it. So you see, it's all about beating this wall of propaganda and intimidation that says, oh, you can't be a Trump supporter, or, oh, people will hate you if you're a Trump supporter. Exact opposite. You should be a Trump supporter if you have basic survival instincts and patriotism and common sense. And no, people aren't going to hate you for being a Trump supporter. You're going to be more popular than ever. You know, these athletes, they're not even relatable anymore. That's why sports like baseball aren't as popular as they used to be. These athletes are making just so much money, it's absurd. So they're not even relatable people anymore. And then they just espouse the Democrat Party propaganda. It makes them even less relatable. So then they see a guy who's like, hey, look, I'm wearing a MAGA hat. It's like, wow, an athlete that's relatable. I like Trump. The Texas Tech kicker on a fake field goal, I can't even believe they had this planned, has a Trump MAGA shirt under his jersey. They run a fake field goal. The kicker runs it in on a fake field goal. And he was prepared. He had the Trump MAGA written on the T-shirt underneath. A kicker. I think the coach, you guys think the coach knew what was going on there too? Coach seemed to know what was going on there with that little smirk. Now, of course, that's Texas Tech versus TCU. So probably a lot of Trump support in that crowd. And on those sidelines, but the snowball effect continues. The snowball effect continues. And, you know, we've got a little bit more on the snowball effect coming up when it comes to football players talking about their faith and Jesus Christ. And then you have the Democrats who are just so desperate. They're just getting crushed in the mail vote right now. So they're so desperate to try to win it back. We'll show you some of their desperation on the other side of this break as well. But don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget, at thealexjonesstore.com, Wednesday night, that's it. Last chance to enter the raffle for the monster truck this Wednesday night. There's already huge sales happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And then there's even bigger sales right now with the mega sale that's going on. Plus, you can join the VIP club right now at a discounted rate. And when you become a member of the Alex Jones VIP club, you even have more benefits that come along with it, like monthly membership credits, $40 in free store credit. You get even bigger discounts on all the products at thealexjonesstore.com. You get double entries into the giveaways, like the monster truck raffle happening right now. There's exclusive VIP only giveaways and free shipping on any order over $99. So that's what's happening right now at the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. But you have till Wednesday night to be eligible for the monster truck raffle with your purchase at the alexjonesstore.com. All right, we'll talk about more of the snowball effect happening on the other side. We'll show you the Democrats' desperation to win back the mail vote, and it's a total flop, folks. I mean, it's bad. How does Tim Walz claim to be a football coach after what he said this weekend, by the way?
I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was, so when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. I'm going to pick it back up where we left off. But we've got some breaking news right here. And it'll tie perfectly into where I was going to take this segment anyway. Look. I don't even know if it's worth giving the background on all the craziness, but this is the story that is breaking right now. Kamala Harris vice president choice Tim Walz had secret fling with daughter of top Chinese communist official during teaching stint in China. And it turns out both Walz and his now wife used to go to China all the time during this. I guess they just loved communism so much. And then he lies about it and says, oh, I was there to teach the Chinese students about democracy. Are you kidding me? You would have been put in prison. And then he lies about going to Tiananmen Square. And then he says, well, I was just there during the spring of democracy, the summer of democracy. Democracy? They rolled a guy over in a tank and killed people. And then there was never democracy. It's somehow the summer of democracy. But I'll just say this. There have been other accusations and other weird stuff that's come out about Tim Walz, and I never covered any of it because it looked like a flop to me. And then most of it ended up being a flop. But this is different. And now the Daily Mail is communicating with the woman who's making the accusation. So it's not just hearsay or somebody said or it goes out. This is the actual woman here in this story. Kamala Harris vice presidential pick Tim Walz had a clandestine romance with the daughter of a high-ranking Chinese communist official during his overseas teaching stint in 1989. DailyMail.com can reveal he is pictured above in China with his now wife, Gwen. And so it's Jenna Wang is the lady's name. And she's the one providing all of these pictures that are in the story. So, I mean, she has the pictures of herself then, herself now, herself with Walz and his now wife in China. Jenna Wang, pictured then and now, revealed the two were forced to keep their relationship from her father, who would disown her for fraternizing with a Westerner. Oh my gosh. Tim was very passionate and very romantic. I can still remember dancing with him to our favorite song, Careless Whisper. She told Daily Mail in an exclusive interview. The fact we couldn't touch or kiss in public just made it all the more exciting and intense when we were finally alone. This is nuts. We were deeply in love, and I wanted to marry him and start a family. When it didn't happen, I felt very unhappy and sad. Tim's behavior was very selfish. That sounds about right. Walz's time in China is already a source of controversy after he misleadingly claimed in interviews and congressional transcripts that he was in Hong Kong when the Tiananmen Square protest erupted from April to June of 1989. And he then called it the summer of democracy. So, okay, yeah. That's probably the Democrats' version of democracy, just putting a bullet in their opposition. Walz's time in China is already a source of... A later...
Oh, Timmy, I love you long time. Oh, Timmy, dance with me. Please, Timmy, won't you marry me? I don't care about my father. Take me to America, Timmy. He love you so much. I'll abandon all my Chinese communist friends. I don't care about them. Timmy, I love you, Timmy. Timmy, what are you doing to that horse? No, Timmy, no. Come back, Timmy.
Maybe this is why he never went back to China. All right, guys. All right. Sometimes the crew takes a shot. They took a shot there, and they scored big time. Because other times I'll get mad at them. But that was a winner. Well done. All right. That was live. Okay, here we go. It later transpired that he didn't join the staff of Nonpoint World Teach in China until August of 1989. Okay, so he lied about his thing. He called it a knucklehead. It was several months after he arrived in Foshan that Walz is said to have fallen head over heels for Wang. Why is it always Wang? They've always got Wangs and Fangs. A pretty highly educated English teacher at the nearby number 8 middle school. She was attending one of his lectures to brush up on her pronunciation when the then 25-year-old Walz slipped her headphones aside and whispered into her ear, "You are very beautiful."
I mean, I don't know. She really remembers it. She has a great memory. I wonder, so he was 25. I wonder how old she was. Was she a student?
Tim was very handsome. I loved his eyes and his big mouth.
He does have a big mouth, though. He's got a big, weird mouth like the Joker. Have I not been saying that? What was he doing with that big mouth?
We talked afterwards, and he was very complimentary about my English.
Wang told the Daily Mail. Good Lord.
Walz, pictured in a 1990 photo he sent to Wang, he's so cool, is said to have fallen head over heels for the pretty, highly educated English language teacher at the nearby number 8 middle school several months after he arrived in Foshan. So I guess they were both teachers at the time. And she has all these pictures. So, I mean, this is the strongest evidence of any of the accusations we've heard about Walls to date is what this Lady Wang is saying. Tim Walls loves Lady Wang. I'm sure of it. My colleagues couldn't speak whole sentences, but Tim told me that if he closed his eyes and listened, it was like being back in America. He's such a romantic. Oh, my gosh. He's the horse whisperer. Wang had a friend on the same teaching staff as Walls, so she was able to gain access to the exclusive school where she could visit him in one of his one-bed staff digs. Over the weeks that followed, the lovebirds grew closer. Walking in the park and going to dances in the evening where there was less chance of being spotted by communist snoops. They avoided overt shows of affection in case it got back to Wang's father, Bin Hui, who was an important CCP official and chairman of a labor union in her native city of Guiyin. I could be pronouncing these wrong, so don't hold it against me. Walls would travel to Hong Kong and Macau on the weekends. Ooh, Macau. Nice. I'm sure they had fun there. Cities that were more or less inaccessible for all but the Chinese elite, and bring back Western-style luxuries like blue jeans, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and jewelry. He couldn't sing, and when he tried to dance, he found it very hard. I could tell he was in the military, but we talked for hours and hours. We stayed in bed. We had sex. He continued to buy me gifts. I could never stay overnight because of the social conventions. It was very repressive. Couples walked around like robots. My father would have been very, very angry and sad if he found out. So she provides pictures of the father. She provides pictures of herself, pictures of Walls. During the summer, Walls returned to the U.S., but wrote letters to Wang, giving vivid depictions of his life and teaching job in Alliance, Nebraska. Did she produce these? I wonder if she maybe got rid of them, maybe burned them after he broke Wang's poor little heart. At Walls' discretion, Wang says she sent off a passport photo and information about herself to an address in the States, believing it was part of the process to secure a visa. When the future running mate of presidential hopeful Kamala Harris flew back to China in 1992, she resigned her coveted teaching role, believing she was about to embark on a new life. No, Timmy. Their relationship soon began to sour. However, when Walls made clumsy romantic gestures in public on one occasion trying to feed Wang a slice of a pear as they embarked on a 10-day tour of South China. People were staring at us. I tried to reject it because I was very afraid. Teachers were supposed to set an example. Timmy. The couple made sure to book two hotel rooms wherever they stayed, but on an overnight train journey, Walls insisted Wang sleep in his cabin. Nice. This is like from Russia with love, from China with love. The conductor shone a flashlight on Wang in the middle of the night and started to admonish her, only to retreat when Walls, afforded more respect as a Westerner, woke up. When the pair reached Hainan Island, known for its tropical climate and beach resorts, Wang was ready to confront him about their future plans. Looks like it all went sour for Wang. Walls responded by suggesting that Wang was more interested in a U.S. passport than marriage. So it goes on and on and on. It's the whole story, the whole love tale. And then he ends up marrying Gwen in 94. She says she felt dead inside. She never saw Tim again. He broke Wang's little heart. A heartbreaker, that Walls, with his big Joker mouth. So of all the weird accusations and stuff that has come out about Tim Walls, this one has the most credibility and evidence to back it up. All right, well, Tim Walls maybe slept with a Chinese Communist Party's daughter. Okay, so you can only imagine if it was somebody named Trump, though. You can only imagine if the name was Trump and not Walls, it'd be the top story. Walls wants you to know, though, he's a gun owner. He keeps telling you how big of a gun owner. He can't even load a rifle. But he says, now we're back to the modern day. No longer is Walls with Wang. Kamala Harris and I are both gun owners. We believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in keeping our kids and communities safe. Our plan is common sense. And here it goes. Ban assault weapons. Ban assault weapons. Okay, so that's, again, anti-Second Amendment. require universal background checks that already exists, and pass red flag laws also already exist, but probably shouldn't and are dangerous. Red flag laws will be the laws they use to disarm you, folks. Let's just be honest. Let's just tell it what it is. So again, it sounds nice, but it's all BS. It's all about disarming you. Now, the Trump rally was so popular this weekend that even the Democrats were live streaming it. AOC and Tim Walz, first of all, they were playing Madden. They were playing one-on-one Madden against one another, and Tim Walz put this statement out. He claims to be a football coach. Now, tell me, does this sound like something, and if you're not a football fan, this would probably slip over your head. If you are, you realize how stupid this sounds. He says, AOC can run a mean pick six, and I can call an audible on a play, and we both know that if you take the time to draw up a playbook, you're going to use it. AOC can run a mean pick six. Folks, that's like saying I can step up into the batter's box and hit a touchdown. I can go play hockey and score a grand slam. You can't run a mean pick six. That's not a play. That's something that happens when you intercept the ball and score a touchdown. You don't call up a play called pick six. So I don't know what that. So he's not even a football guy. Even that looks like it's fake. She can run a mean pick six. Now, there's some rumors about AOC going around right now that I don't even know. But it's funny because I noticed that she looks different. And I just figured she's just putting on extra makeup or they had like a filter on her or something. People think there might be something else going on with AOC, that there's a certain look there. But this is them watching the Trump rally. They're literally watching the Trump rally and reacting to it in live time. This is hilarious. Even they can't turn away. Clip 24. No.
There's no big.
These are terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Wild times. It really, really is. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
So that was a joke that they all cried about.
All right. Okay.
Now pause real quick. We're getting there. No. Now notice that the crowd response there was not exactly receptive. They didn't exactly dig that joke. And so it didn't really land. He kind of recognizes it like, oh, that one didn't really land. So this whole thing like, oh, my gosh, this joke, the Trump supporters there didn't even really like it. Okay, but let's just address their propaganda here. Continue.
This was what, when he went down after Helene, the horrific hurricane.
No. Go back. You know what, just scratch it all. Just scratch it. That's a two times failure on that clip. So instead, let's just go to clip 23.
Right now, the campaign is scrambling and they're trying to blame this rhetoric on a so-called comedian. This is not a comedian. This is the Trump campaign. They invited this rhetoric on their stage for a reason. It was a chorus of speakers on that campaign for a reason. It was vetted and they knew exactly who was going to say what before they went on. And so the only backtracking that they're doing right now is just because tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans happen to live in Philadelphia, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and also the several swing seats in the House of Representatives that run through the state of New York. And they're just realizing that they might have made a big error by saying out loud what they're thinking.
Okay. So what's really happening here? These statements didn't swing anything. You might find five undecided Puerto Rican voters that were offended by that and might not vote for Trump. One of them's name is Bad Bunny, who I just figured out was a guy, or supposedly is a guy. But here's what AOC is actually admitting, which is incredible. And I will say this, because this, they don't get enough credit on the Trump campaign here. The fact that they can run these events so smoothly is extremely impressive. Aside from all the security and everything else that goes into these events, the fact that they can get people on and off the stage smoothly and like for the most part, almost without errors, is really impressive. It is hard to run an event like that. The Trump campaign does not get near enough credit for that. But second of all, what does she say? She says the Trump campaign invited this rhetoric. The Trump campaign vetted this. They knew it. I got news for you. The Democrats just admitted that nobody's allowed to go on a Kamala Harris Democrat stage without their script being vetted. That's what she just admitted. And I can tell you for a fact that the Trump campaign does not vet anybody's speech going up on that stage. And it was actually, I think it was Le'Veon Bell in Pennsylvania, the former Pittsburgh Steeler. He did a video explaining how he was invited to go campaign for Trump outside of the Steelers game, and he had a great time. And he's there at the rally, and he wasn't expecting to go on the stage. And Trump says, get up here, say something. Folks, Trump invites people on the stage. They don't even plan on being part of the event. Trump invites people out of the crowd and gives them the microphone. All the time. It's a regular thing. There's no vetting. There's no script. Now, some people might give the teleprompter people and say, hey, put this into the teleprompter. Some people might go up there with a piece of paper that they go off of. There's no vetting, scripted. So, but they just admitted, you cannot do a Kamala Harris event. You cannot do a Democrat event without your event speech being vetted and scripted. They review everything. That's not Trump. That's them. So I'm glad she actually admitted that. Now, by the way, you probably heard about the big Harris rally in Houston. First time you've heard about a big Harris rally in a long time, in months. Well, why was it so big? Because they thought it was a Beyonce concert. Now, I talked to a couple people that were in attendance. They were unable to join the show today, but I talked to Alex Stein, who was there, and I talked to Alex Rosen, who was there, and they both said the same thing, that when Beyonce went up there and then spoke for 2 minutes and left, people were enraged. And most people left in a rage. They thought it was going to be a Beyonce performance. It was billed. It was sold as a Beyonce concert. So kind of like what they did with Bruce Springsteen and Meg Thee Stallion and a couple of other these artists. They always invite the musicians, and then they do a performance, and then Harris speaks. Well, Beyonce didn't perform. Beyonce fans furious she didn't perform live at Kamala Harris Houston rally. We were there for a free concert. So, Kamala Harris mocked after Beyonce fails to perform at her rally, baited people with a free concert. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny, too. That's funny, too. And, you know, I don't really blame Beyonce. Now, there's rumors that she was paid millions of dollars for that two-minute speech. But who really knows? I mean, the Harris money certainly could afford it. But imagine Beyonce. You know they wanted her to perform. And she was like, no, I'm not performing. They would have probably had to pay her like $50 million or more to perform. And even then, she might not even, maybe a billion to perform, honestly. So imagine that. They sell it and they say, Beyonce concert with Kamala Harris. And then she speaks for 2 minutes and leaves. The people were enraged. The people were enraged, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, I believe Beyonce is from Houston or the Houston area. So it was a local thing, and that's what they do. So it was a big local thing for Houston. And Beyonce is like, you know, one of the top tickets you can get in music. And so they said, free Beyonce concert and Kamala Harris. And then she spoke for 5 minutes and left. And people were outraged. Outraged. And left in fits of rage and fury because they were expecting a Beyonce show. So, oh, look, Harris had a big rally. It was a Beyonce concert. She didn't perform. They left. Meanwhile, Trump Madison Square Garden, 20,000 people plus in the arena, another 70,000 outside the arena. They had 200,000 people trying to get tickets, but they won't talk about that. They won't talk about that. So there you go. The Beyonce concert that wasn't. But it drew people out there so they could claim that she had a crowd, even though she actually didn't. Inside the Democrat implosion, as Kamala Harris' team is gripped by fear and vibes that drain away, nobody is even slightly optimistic right now. Panicking liberals urge Kamala Harris to appear with Rogan as Trump's staggering ratings on podcast revealed. Well, she's not going to go on with Rogan. She can't do 3 hours, and she can't answer any tough questions. Now, apparently, it's being floated that she might go on the Shannon Sharp podcast for 30 minutes. She might go back on the Breakfast Club for 30 minutes, but it won't be any longer than 30 minutes, maybe an hour max. She can't do 3 hours, and she can't go on with Rogan, who will ask her real questions and won't give her a script. But at the end of the day, they don't really care because they have their court battles that they're winning in all the major swing states. But it's never too late for a new Kamala Harris accent. So she dropped this humdinger over the weekend, clip 26.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The path may seem hard, may seem heavy, but joy cometh in the morning, and church morning is on its way.
Oh. Speaking of joy, after the... Oh, did they already drop the Harris Uncle Shay Shay? They've dropped the Shay Shay. How long do you guys, how long is it? I don't want to play it. Oh, she went for an hour. The show is an hour. We'll see if she stuck around for the whole thing. So she went on Shay Shay. I wonder how that went for her. I mean, Shay Shay probably was, you know, he was probably favorable. But, okay, we'll see what kind of clips develop there. But listen, they say it's the party of joy. Even Mayor Adams is telling the Democrats, and specifically the Kamala Harris campaign, to tone down the rhetoric. Of course, he's probably looking for a pardon for Trump, and he's got problems of his own. He says the Democrats need to dial down the temperature. Yeah, I bet you think that now. But this was outside of the Harris rally after the fake Beyonce concert, and this is how mad they were. Out-of-control progressive woman screams at a baby. You can't make this up, guys. Go ahead and roll clip 30. Party of joy. That was a liberal progressive Harris supporter screaming at a baby. That woman needs to be locked up in a mental institution. Can you believe how sick these people are? I mean, I get it. You're mad. You went for a free Beyonce concert. You didn't get it. You're screaming at a baby in a stroller? There's something wrong with you. There's something deeply disturbed and wrong with you.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. In fact, we may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro Prostate, because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate, it's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but You can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.